Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping right into the world of modern penetration testing. We'll be focusing specifically on the tools, the really crucial ones that are defining cybersecurity as we look towards, well, 2025.
Right. And it's such a shift, isn't it?
It really is. The old days of just, you know, reacting to cyber threats, they're fading fast.
Definitely. We're now in an era where being proactive, using continuous testing strategies, it's not just nice to have.
No, it's foundational. Absolutely essential. And you see it in the market.
Right? Oh, yeah. The growth is huge.
Projected to go from, what, $1.7 billion this year up to nearly $3.9 billion by 2029? That's not just a trend.
No, it tells you security leaders see this as, like, essential infrastructure now.
Exactly. So our mission today is really to demystify this whole process for you, whether you're coming from a business angle or a more technical one.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help you figure out vendor selection, understand what you should actually expect from a modern security engagement, and sort of translate the tech into real business value.
And that's really why getting a handle on these tools is so vital for you, regardless of your technical depth.
Right.
It's about turning that abstract idea of cyber risk into something concrete, something you can act on.
Like moving from just worrying about a data breach to knowing exactly what needs fixing.
Precisely. Imagine going from, oh, data breach concern to, okay, we need to patch server X right now because tool Y could let an attacker get admin access and, well, cripple operations in, say, Z minutes.
That's specific.
That's the power here. Knowing what the tools do, how they're used, it gives you this really deep, tangible grasp of vulnerabilities, how they might be exploited, and maybe most importantly, how you can proactively line up your defenses.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Every good deep dive, you know, starts with understanding the landscape.
Yeah.
So if we're thinking like an attacker, from that first look to the deepest breach, where does a professional pen test actually begin?
It always kicks off with reconnaissance, recon. That's the crucial first phase.
Okay.
Testers are meticulously discovering all the systems, the services, potential ways in, basically everything across your digital environment.
Like drawing a map.
Exactly like drawing a really detailed, comprehensive map of your entire digital footprint. Because, I mean, without a clear picture of what's connected, what's out there, you just can't secure it effectively. Yeah. Simple as that.
So mapping the territory is step one. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
What are the key tools for that initial discovery? What makes them, you know, the go-to choices?
Well, the main one, the industry's preferred tool for this stage for a long time now has been Nmap, Network Mapper.
Nmap, right? Heard of it.
It's just incredibly versatile. Nmap is great at finding live hosts on a network, figuring out which ports are open, what operating systems are running, the services they're offering.
So the basic building blocks.
Exactly. And its surprising strength, it can handle small internal scans just as well as huge enterprise-level recon. Think about large organizations, maybe healthcare. They often have this complex mix, right? Legacy OSs, maybe unpatched medical devices. Nmap is often the quickest way to bring those hidden risks right to the surface. And that's critical for compliance, patient safety.
That sounds incredibly powerful for getting that detailed view.
Mm.
But, I mean, think about the scale sometimes. Especially looking from the outside in, that external attack surface.
Mm.
Is there anything that complements Nmap, maybe something faster for those really wide sweeps?
Yeah, absolutely. There are trade-offs, of course.
Right. Speed versus detail.
Precisely. Mascan is a great example. It complements Nmap by prioritizing pure speed over really granular detail.
Okay.
It's built for rapid wide area scanning. I mean, it can theoretically scan the entire IPv4 internet in just minutes.
Wow.
So it's incredibly powerful for those external sweeps for mapping that attack surface at a massive scale.
But the trade-off is less info per host.
Exactly what you noted. Perfect for quickly spotting lots of potentially exposed systems across a huge space, but it won't give you the deep dive on a single host like Nmap does, but use them together.
Best of both worlds.
Kind of. Nmap and Mascan give security teams a really detailed initial view. They lay the essential groundwork for the deeper testing phases. It's like a recon team identifying both the whole forest and the individual trees that look interesting.
All right, this is where it gets really interesting for me. You've mapped the network. You know what's out there, thanks to Nmap, maybe Mascan. What's the next critical step? How do you figure out the weaknesses?
Right.
It's one thing to see the door, another to know if the lock is weak. And with so many potential issues, how do testers even start prioritizing? Are there specific tools that help cut through all that noise.
Exactly right. Spot on. Once you found the assets, the next logical step is vulnerability assessment.
Okay.
This phase is all about actively looking for known weaknesses in the software, finding misconfigurations in the infrastructure, spotting where things deviate from best practices or maybe compliance frameworks. It's about systematically understanding your exposure.
So what are the main players here? The platforms that, you know, business and tech decision makers should really be aware of?
One of the most heavily relied upon scanners globally is Nessus. It's from Tenable.
Nessus, okay.
It's just known for incredibly comprehensive coverage. Its database of checks, plugins is massive, constantly updated with the latest vulnerabilities. Think of it like a huge library of known weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Over 250,000 plugins, tracking more than 100,000 CVEs.
That's huge. And you mentioned compliance.
Yeah, Nessus is almost like a compliance translator in some ways. It can map vulnerabilities directly to regulations like IPAF. So it doesn't just find flaws. It helps you build that audit trail, maybe helps mitigate fines, show due diligence to leadership.
And reporting helps prioritize.
Invaluable. Really detailed reports let IT teams focus on the most critical stuff first. Now, if you're looking for a strong open source alternative.
Right. Options are good.
There's OpenDAS. It's quite popular, especially in universities. Smaller businesses, maybe. Offers robust baseline capabilities. Good if budgets are tight or you need a supplementary scanner.
Makes sense. What about really big organizations?
Yeah, for the very large enterprises, you often see platforms like QualysGuard or Rapid7 InsightVM. They really excel at scale.
Absolutely.
Continuous scanning, real-time dashboards, seamless integration with other security tools. Think ticketing systems, SIMs.
Those security information and event management systems.
Exactly. They centralize and analyze security data. So these platforms help manage vulnerabilities as part of a much broader risk management strategy.
Okay, so finding a vulnerability with Nessus or OpenVS is one thing.
Mm.
But the real acid test is whether it can actually be exploited, right?
Mm. Mm.
It's the difference, like you said, between seeing a crack in the wall and knowing if someone can actually climb through it. How do these exploitation frameworks make sure the attacks stay controlled? You don't want to cause actual damage during a test.
That is the absolute key distinction. Exploitation frameworks are where pen testers move beyond just detection.
Right.
They validate if a discovered vulnerability could truly be used to compromise a system, get sensitive data, maybe disrupt operations. And crucially, like you asked, these are controlled exploits.
How controlled?
Testers use them very carefully, maybe in isolated test environments or with extreme caution and explicit prior authorization on live systems. The goal is always to demonstrate the risk without causing actual harm. It provides that concrete, undeniable proof of risk for stakeholders.
And what's the foundational tool here? The one everyone uses to prove that real-world impact?
Well, the most widely used exploitation toolkit in the industry, hands down, is the Metasploit framework.
Metasploit, okay.
That's incredibly comprehensive. Thousands of modules for running exploits, testing payloads, simulating what real attackers actually do.
So Nessus finds it, Metasploit proves it.
In simple terms, yeah. Metasploit lets a tester launch that controlled exploit against a vulnerability found by Nessus and see what really happens. It's also super powerful after an initial compromise, what we call post-exploitation.
Like moving around inside.
Exactly. Escalating privileges, accessing other systems, maybe pulling credentials from a machine. It's the closest you get to simulating an attacker's actual moves, step by step. That's why it's used so much in training, like capture the flag events.
Okay, so that's for validation, proving the risk. What about simulating, I don't know, more advanced threats? Stealthier stuff, like maybe what a nation state actor might try.
Yes, absolutely. For those more advanced red team operations, the preferred tool is often Cobalt Strike.
Cobalt Strike.
Right. It's designed for stealthy, persistent operations. It uses something called a beacon payload.
What's that?
It's basically a hidden ongoing communication channel back to the attacker's control server. Very sneaky. And Cobalt Strike offers a collaborative platform so multiple operators can work together on an engagement.
So simulating sophisticated attackers.
Precisely. It's frequently used in simulations mimicking nation-state level threats, where staying hidden, avoiding detection by security systems like EDRs or SIMs is a huge part of the challenge. Actually, a lot of enterprises now specifically ask for assessments that include Cobalt Strike.
Why is that?
They understand that if your defenses can stand up to that kind of simulated attack, you're in a much more resilient position overall.
Makes sense. Okay. Shifting gears a bit, web applications. It feels like they're the front door for so many attacks these days.
You're absolutely spot on.
Login portals, APIs. Every single web-facing thing seems like a potential entry point. So specialized testing here must be crucial. How do teams tackle this huge area?
It is vast, and you're right, it's paramount. You need tools here that blend automated scanning with deep manual testing capabilities. Because web apps are so diverse, so complex, you've got to test everything. Simple login forms, complex back-end APIs, find any weak points. The risk here is just so direct exposure to your customers, your data, your whole reputation.
So what's the gold standard tool for this kind of specialized web app testing?
Burp Suite Professional from PortSwigger is widely seen as the industry standard, no question.
Burp Suite, okay.
It lets testers intercept web traffic, literally manipulate requests as they go back and forth, and hunt down a huge range of issues, things like SQL injection, cross-site scripting, XSS, broken authentication.
Does it automate things too?
It has a powerful built-in scanner, yeah, for finding common stuff quickly. But its real strength lies in the manual tools. That's what lets testers do really deep analysis and try to exploit things carefully.
Are there open source options here too, like for vulnerability scanning?
Yes, definitely. OWASP Beast is a great cost-effective open source alternative. It offers many similar scanning capabilities. It's particularly popular with, say, developers or DevSecOps teams.
Why them specifically?
Because they can integrate ZAP's automated scanning right into their software build pipelines. Security testing becomes part of the development process.
I see. And for large enterprises managing tons of web apps.
Right. When you've got dozens, maybe hundreds of web apps, you might look at something like Acunetics, which is now part of Invicti Security. It really excels at enterprise-level automation.
What does it do well?
It's particularly good at scanning modern single-page applications, SPAs, you know, those dynamic web pages.
Yeah, where content loads as you click around.
Exactly. And handling authenticated sessions where the scanner needs to log in and maintain that session. Super valuable for large security teams needing scalable solutions.
Okay, we've covered some really sophisticated tools and attack vectors. It almost feels counterintuitive to ask this next one, but
yeah.
What's still one of the simplest ways attackers get in? Despite all the tech, all the warnings, are weak passwords really still such a big problem in, well, nearly 2025? Or is that just an old perception?
It's a crucial question, and unfortunately, no, it's definitely not an outdated perception. Weak or reused passwords, they remain one of the most common root causes of breaches. Okay. Still. And you know what? Demonstrating that specific risk during a pen test, it often has the most direct, the most immediate impact on getting an organization to change its policies.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's tangible. Leadership gets it immediately. It directly relates to employee behavior, something everyone can understand.
So how do testers actually prove that risk? Make it resonate so strongly it forces change?
Well, that's where tools like John the Ripper and Hashcat come into play.
The password crackers.
Exactly. They're the leading tools for password cracking. John is known for being efficient, highly customizable. Hashcat leverages the power of GPU's graphics cards for incredibly high-speed attacks. We're talking potentially cracking passwords in minutes or hours, not days or weeks.
And how are they used in a test? You don't just guess passwords, right?
No, no. They're primarily used when testers manage to obtain password hashes during a compromise.
The encrypted versions of passwords?
Right. They get those hashes from a compromised system, feed them into John or Hashcat, and then demonstrate how quickly they can crack them back into plain text.
And the impact?
In corporate network tests, cracking even a small percentage of user passwords often gives an attacker that first foothold. And from there, it can lead surprisingly quickly to full domain compromise. It just hammers home the need for strong password policies and, critically, multi-factor authentication, MFA.
Okay, that's for cracking hashes you've already obtained. What about attacking live login systems, like trying to guess passwords online?
Yeah, for testing live login portals, think VPNs, email gateways, things like that, tools like Hydra and Medusa are used.
What do they do?
They perform online brute force attacks, trying many passwords for one account, or password spraying, trying one common password against many accounts. They help identify those externally facing services that are vulnerable to credential-based attacks right now.
It's really clear that pen testing isn't just about traditional IT anymore. It's stretched out everywhere. Cloud, Active Directory, Wi-Fi, even specialized stuff like medical devices. What kind of the tools do you need for these more complex, more specialized areas?
You're right. The scope has broadened massively. And specialized tools are absolutely essential now. Take Active Directory, for example.
Okay. The heart of many corporate networks.
Exactly. Bloodhound is crucial here. It maps out privilege escalation paths in these complex AD environments.
Oh.
By analyzing user permissions, group memberships, trust relationships, Bloodhound can graphically show you the shortest, easiest path from a low-privilege user all the way up to domain admin. It finds attack paths often missed in standard audits.
I need examples.
Oh, yeah. I remember one test where Bloodhound instantly showed how a seemingly minor misconfiguration let an attacker become domain admin in just three simple steps. It was eye-opening.
Wow. What about wireless? Wi-Fi security.
For Wi-Fi testing, air cracking is still the leading suite. It lets testers capture wireless handshakes, test the strength of encryption like WPA23, identify rogue access points pretending to be legitimate.
Critical for places like hospitals or retail.
Absolutely. Anywhere sensitive data might be flying through the airwaves. And then thinking about movement inside a network.
Lateral movement.
Yeah, an attacker jumping from one compromised machine to another and stealing credentials along the way. Tools like Impacket Responder and PowerShell Empire are indispensable for simulating that.
What do they show?
They demonstrate how compromising just one system can quickly cascade, leading to broader network access, even full control. They really highlight weaknesses in internal network segmentation and security hygiene.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. Nmap, Nessus, Metasploit, Burp Suite, Password Crackers, Bloodhound. So after this whole tour of modern pen testing tools and techniques, what does it all mean for you, the listener?
Yeah.
When you engage a security partner, what should you actually expect?
Mm-hmm.
Why should you care about knowing this stuff? What's the real ROI for a business leader here?
That's the bottom line, isn't it? Understanding the individual tools is definitely helpful, but what truly matters is how they're used together as part of a full adversary simulation.
Simulating real attacks.
Exactly. A modern pen test shouldn't just be a list of vulnerabilities found by a scanner. It needs to actively simulate real-world threats relevant to your business. It has to provide clear findings and, crucially, prioritize recommendations based on actual business impact.
So you should expect more than just a technical report.
Absolutely. The test needs to go beyond a listing weaknesses. It has to demonstrate the risk in a tangible way, something both the technical teams and the executive stakeholders can easily grasp. That concrete evidence is what drives budget allocation, policy changes, real improvements.
So it's really about seeing the potential threat come to life,
yeah,
but in a safe, controlled way to prove its real impact.
Precisely. You should anticipate your testing partner using a blend of automated tools like the ones we've discussed, and importantly, tailored manual techniques.
Tailored how?
Adapted specifically to your unique technologies, your environment, your specific risk profile. Not just a cookie cutter approach. And critically, expect thorough reporting.
With clear next steps.
Yes. Actionable remediation guidance. The report should clearly link the findings back to your compliance needs or your broader risk management goals. It gives you that clear roadmap for actually improving your security posture. This kind of in-depth understanding. It's invaluable for proactively securing your digital assets. It turns potential weaknesses into actionable strategies for a much stronger defense.
Well, we've definitely navigated a comprehensive journey today, right from foundational network scanning with Nmap through vulnerability assessment with tools like Nessus into exploitation with Metasploit and Cobalt Strike and covering specialized areas like web apps with Burp Suite, credential security, Active Directory with Bloodhound. It's a lot.
It is.
But it really underscores how proactive security measures, driven by the deep insights these tools provide, are truly the bedrock of resilience in today's world. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure. And maybe just one final thought for you to consider. In this world of constantly evolving cyber threats, continuously understanding not just what these tools are, but how their insights get applied. It's not just about protection anymore.
What is it about then?
It's about building genuine resilience, truly grasping the strengths and, yes, the weaknesses of your own digital posture. It prepares you for whatever comes next, not just as a theory, but as a practical strategic advantage.
Great point. We really encourage you to keep exploring this, apply this knowledge in your own fields. Until next time on The Deep Dive, stay curious and stay secure.